Last week, I got so caught up, I forgot to do the heart for the house offering. It's an offering that we do once a year that we prepare for above our tithe and our offerings. Why do we do this? I think it's important for us to increase and to challenge ourselves to be generous, because God teaches us to be like Him, to be generous. God is so giving. That's why we give thanks, because He's so generous. And the more that we trust and have faith and we give, our heart increases in generosity. And it also increases our faith to believe. And a faith offering, giving to the heart of God, the house of God, is so key. And when we do it together, it blesses the heart of the Father, but it blesses your heart. And it also blesses the mission that we have as His church, to lead people to be all-in followers. Would you repeat that? To be all-in. If you think about it, if you're married, if you're married, would you raise your hand? Okay. Are you okay with your husband or your spouse to say, you know what, I'm kind of halfway in? You expect full commitment. You expect the person to say, I'm all in. Are you all in? I'm all in. Let's do this. Let's build a life together. When it comes to having children, when you decide to have a child, when that happens, right, sometimes it could happen without you intending it to. But you know what happens if that happens, right? Okay. You have. The point is that you have to be all in parenting. Anything that matters and that's valuable, you have to be all in. Everything great is on the other side of commitment. And so Jesus teaches a very powerful principle, because we live on this planet, we live on earth, and everyone wants to succeed in life. We want to get ahead in life. We want to, you know, have some progress, have some money saved up, some land, some property. We want to get ahead. Am I the only one? I think we all do. I think it's healthy for a man and a woman to have ambition, to have goals, to want progress. Everyone wants, they want something beyond where they currently are. In other words, there's very few people that are just like, I'm good, I'm okay right here. No, everybody's stretching, reaching, and wanting to advance. God put that in you. He put that in you. But Jesus teaches a powerful principle, and He says, if all you do is focus on your retirement, if all you're doing is focusing on your investments here on this planet and your savings and what are we going to do in the latter years, if that's all you're doing and you're not preparing for eternity, you're missing the point. If your greatest concern is this life, that is not the will of God for you. And Jesus even says, don't worry about tomorrow. Today has its own problems. But He teaches this principle in Matthew 6, 19. He says, don't store up treasures here on earth. This is counter to what we do. Like we want a bank that's secure. We want to put our valuables and treasures in a safe that no one can break. That's how we are. But He says, don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. But then He says in verse 20, He says, store your treasures, verse 20. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. How do we store up our treasures in heaven? How do we do that? When we seek first the kingdom, when we put our treasures in the things that are eternal, that is storing up our treasures in heaven. So every time we give, every time we serve, every time we bring our tithe, it's a part of God's great mission and plan for humanity, for His kingdom. Verse 21. Read this loud with me, if you will. One more time. Wherever your treasure is, if you buy season tickets to the Rangers game, you're going to make most of those games. If not, you're going to sell those tickets to get the return on your investment. all right? If you invest in some stock and you're putting your money somewhere and you're expecting a return, you're going to check that stock. If not daily, every other day, or very frequently, because you put your treasure there and your heart follows. And I can attest to that because I purchased some stocks and I check it every day. How's the stock market doing? Is it going up? Is it going down? Am I making a profit? What percentage? And I'm looking at it, and my kids are like, well, what are you looking at? I'm like, stocks. Want to see, because I put my treasure there, my heart follows. And so the Lord's saying, He wants you to put your heart, your treasure, in the things of God so that your heart will follow. This gives you an opportunity to do so. This is the part that stretches you a little bit, because most people, money has their heart. And God wants your heart, so He says, give, so that He can have your heart. It happens. Jesus talks about money frequently, prophets sowing seed. He talks about prosperity in the sense of, He talks about finances more than any other thing, because He knows it has the hearts of the people. Jesus even says you can't serve God and money. He didn't say you can't serve God and the devil. Even though people that have greed in their heart reflect the heart of the devil. He uses the word mammon, the spirit behind money, the spirit of greed, because it's not that money's evil, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. So the Lord wants to rid you of that greed. He teaches us how to give. So today we're going to honor God with our tithe. We were provided for through work. Your employer is not your provider. You to repeat that. My employer is not my provider. Your clients, your customers aren't your provider. The government is not your provider. God is your provider. Do you believe that? He's the one who supplies all of your needs. It could come by different means, but when you recognize God is the one who's providing for me, whether you work for Amazon, UPS, or wherever you work, He's the one who provides for you. You work for the school district. Wherever you work, you recognize every time we bring our tithe, you're saying, God, I know that the company I work for is not my provider. When we give the heart for the house, we're saying, God, we want this church to glorify You and to flourish. How many of you want to be a part of a growing, healthy, flourishing church? Would you raise your hand? We all do. We all get to partner up with God. And that's what we're doing with the heart for the house. And so there are three ways that you can give. You can give, some of you have an envelope, you can give that way, and you can turn it in on our giving station. You can give online, most people do. You can text the number, it'll take you directly to the screen, and that'll help. There's also a QR code that you'll see that's available in the giving stations. If you see a QR code, what that'll take you to is our tree link, which will give you all the links that you need. One of them says connect with us. If you have not connected with us as a church and you want to connect with us, fill out the connect card. It's digital. That way we can follow up with you and find out how we can serve you. That's what we want to do. So welcome to True Life. We're glad that you're here. Let's take a moment to pray for the heart for the house offering, whatever God's put on your heart to give. And we're also thanking God for the tithe. Would you stand with me? Take a moment. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You are so generous. We could never outgive You. You've always provided for us. Even in our lowest moments, we were provided for. We thank You for being so generous. And we want to be more like You. Father, thank You for the opportunity to partner up with Your vision and mission for humanity, with Your church. Lord, we bring back the tithe that belongs to You because we know that You are the one who has provided for us. You're teaching us how to be grateful but also generous. We're practicing generosity. And Father, we also thank You for the offering above our tithe for the heart for the house, that we want this church, Your church. You build Your church. We agree with your will for the earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, may this church flourish. We thank you for laborers. We thank you that the harvest is plenty, but we need laborers, and you're sending and raising up laborers. Thank you, Lord, for a building that we could set apart specifically for you. Thank you that you're already preparing that place for us to be at, that we can stake the ground specifically for worship unto you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for this heart for the house offering. And Lord, we attach our faith to this seed. I thank you for every prayer request. I thank you for what people are believing you for. You are the God of more than enough. In Jesus' name, we honor you. Amen. Can we love him? God, we love you, Dad. We love you.